For Ferguson's once embattled police force, it's back to basics. Police still stop motorists, but gone are the days when the city's black residents believed Ferguson's police officers saw them as potential sources of revenue.
Instead of giving us petty traffic tickets and things like that, they're trying to come up with programs that will help us instead of hinder us as a community.
In 2014, a white officer shot and killed black teenager Michael Brown, igniting weeks of protests and putting the spotlight on how Ferguson and other cities punish poor communities through exorbitant penalties. Wesley Bell, a former activist and Ferguson City Council member, won a historic election last year to become St. Louis County's first African-American chief prosecutor.
When you look at the entire scope, Ferguson wasn't even one of the worst offenders.
And Bell says out of tragedy has come an opportunity.
In Ferguson, when you do something negative or positively, it registers sometimes locally, but oftentimes nationally. And so I think that's an opportunity to implement changes and reform that can reverberate across the nation.
Across the nation, states have taken notice. Missouri capped the amount of revenue cities can raise from traffic tickets at 20%. Texas passed a law requiring judges to assess an offender's ability to pay at sentencing.
We have seen reform. It's nowhere near enough, but we're making progress.
Among the areas of progress,
courts have stopped jailing people for outstanding fines and fees, at least directly.
And a half dozen states have stopped suspending driver's licenses for failing to pay fines. In September, nearly 1 million people in Texas will get their driver's licenses back. In Ferguson, the criminal justice issues exposed by Brown's death haven't gone away. A recent report by the state's attorney general says that since 2014, racial disparities in traffic stops have increased in Ferguson and across the state.
There tonight, and you'd see a line of mostly African-American people coming out of that court, even though they're only 67% of the population, they'll be like 98% of the people in court.
Ferguson's residents say they're determined to fix the problem, even as the city struggles to comply with reforms required by the Justice Department. Masood Fariva, VOA News, Ferguson, Missouri.